all the changes in the AHL for next season, did that sort of galvanize or speed up the desire to have a team closer to home?
I don't think it was so much the changes in the American League. It was just a desire to get the players closer to Winnipeg from, you know, initially from a just a travel perspective. Mm-hmm. The market in St. John's was superb in a lot of ways, but when we moved to the Western Conference, I think we really found how challenging it was. There are a couple examples of, you know, we're in Southern California trying to get a guy from St. John's really proved to be difficult.
Mark, was there any other choice when it came to a name other than the Moose?
Not really. I mean, we kicked around a bunch of names as we did with the Jet name, but we kept coming back to it. It's 15 years of history, which for us is a long time, and there's banners hanging in the rafters in this building, and we're very proud of that name. So, we went around and around, but it just kept coming back to the Moose, and so we're thrilled to finally come to that decision.
Sorry, Mark. Kevin was saying that when you did your research on where you wanted your AHL team, it became more and more evident that Winnipeg was the right place for it. What things about Winnipeg made you feel that was the best move for development and as a business?
Well, from development, it's obviously, I don't know that you could find a better place. I mean, having those young players, not just in front of our fans, but in front of our management and their watchful eye. But from a, you know, from a commercial basis, we have a history here, I think 15 years is a long time to be in any business, and so we're quite confident that that it'll succeed here. And frankly, the other thing that we really looked at very carefully and maybe gave us the initial idea was the success that the Flames and the Oilers have had with their junior franchises in those markets. It's a different price point, very, very different than the NHL price point, and they've done extraordinarily well. And it was actually through an examination of the Western Hockey League a few years ago that through that research that a lot of our fans involved in that research said, if you're going to bring a second team in, maybe it ought to be the American League team. And that was one of the seeds that got planted and led to the announcement today.
Does that lead to the confidence that this may be a longer-term proposition?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's absolutely our hope that this is long-term. I mean, you can't say anything with absolute certainty other than we're going to give us our very best effort It's certainly Kevin and mine and our entire organization's hope that this team will be here for a long, long time.
Mark, Dan outlined some of the price points in his announcement in there. The average price has gone down since the Moose last played in this building. That seems to me a bit unusual in the world of professional sports.
Well, I guess, good point. I mean, we're just trying to make it as affordable as we possibly can, recognizing that there are lots of fans that can't afford to buy season tickets to the Jets, so we just wanted to make it as market friendly as we can, frankly. This is not really a business move as much as it is a hockey move for our organization. That's where the real benefits will be gained for us as an organization, is having those players here. If we can run a viable business office that off it, that's great. But we really wanted to make it affordable and get as many people in the building as we can.
Do you see any scenario in which the upper bowl will come into play for the Moose?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you'll see is, as we did in the past, there'll be certain a select number of games, whether it's New Year's or certain group nights, that will drive towards opening that upper bowl as we did in the past.
We don't need a bare minimum number to make this work, really. I mean, together.
Well, I would say, yeah. I mean, there's got to be a reasonable turnout. What is that number? I can't say exactly, but we can't do it without fans coming into the building, Paul. You know, we would expect that there will be several thousand that will come on average. That's why we've priced it the way we have.
Probably less of a number than you needed to make the Moose work.
That's correct. That is correct.
What's the status between your talks and the ones with Thunder Bay to bring an AHL team there? I'm guessing those have fallen apart. If you guys are talking long-term now?
Yeah, we are talking long-term for sure. I mean, we spent better part of 2 years with the folks in Thunder Bay, and we were hopeful that was going to come to fruition. That would have been a great market for us. There's a great hockey tradition there. The proximity was fantastic. You know, it's within our broadcast territory, our flight, et cetera. It would have been great. Regrettably, it doesn't appear as though that building's gonna come to fruition, and And so we had to move on, and not on a temporary basis. You know, in fairness, we had to make a commitment to bringing the team to Winnipeg on a long-term basis, and that's what we're set up to do.
Mark, do you have some built-in rivalries with maybe St. John's and Toronto and that sort of thing to kind of get that thing going?
Yeah, I would think so, but I think our real rivalries will be playing those teams at, you know, down the Midwest. I think it'll be fun to play Chicago and Milwaukee and Grand Rapids, and Toronto, of course, will be great, but I really look forward to those old initial rivalries.
With the fast tracking that you had to do for the NHL franchise, were some of the templates in place that allowed you to go at this pretty efficiently?
Yeah, very much so, and not just the templates, but the people. I mean, the people that are running our organization, sales and marketing people, many of them started with us in 1996, and of course they were all in place when we launched the Jets. So they're very good at what they do. So it wasn't just sort of the, you know, the website and those kind of templates. It's really the people that make this work.
In terms of ticket pricing, did you kind of use the league as a barometer for that, or did you go more for market specific?
It was a combination. I think we'll be right on, you know, on par. We were kind of a league leader back in the first iteration of the Moose, but by all accounts, our ticket prices will be right in range with the American Hockey League averages.